time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Three suspects have been detained in the terrorist plot bomb at a Taylor Swift show in Vienna. Their ages are 19, 17, and 15. They're either Turkish, North Macedonian, or Croatian heritage. And Swifties gathered in the streets of Vienna, Austria, to show their support for the singer, sang, danced to her iconic songs, and exchanged friendship bracelets. Yeah, you can't take the happiness of the Swifties down. It's the end of Blue Blood. Or is it? Star Donnie Wahlberg doesn't necessarily think so.
They're starting in October. You know, maybe there'll be something else after that. That could be just... I don't know anything officially yet, but there's things in the works. So maybe something awesome will happen.
Ooh, catch the maybe last episodes of Blue Blood starting on Friday, October 18th on CBS. I just saw the trailer for Saturday Night, the movie about the creation of Saturday Night Live. Oh my gosh, it looks so good. Here's the thing. I can't air any of the trailer because they use the F word way too much. And it would have just been like, blah, 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 bleep, blah, blah, bleep, blah, blah, bleep, 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 bleep. So definitely not a kid's show. Michelle Pfeiffer will star in a Yellowstone sequel series called Madison. An expected release date hasn't been announced, but Kurt Russell and Patrick J. Adams are rumored to be joining. I know you had me at Kurt Russell. In the movie It Ends With Us, star Blake Lively plays Lily, who connects with a neurosurgeon. And after a while together, she starts seeing things that remind her of her parents' relationship. Blake Lively told CBS Mornings that she fell in love with her character.
I just love that she was just like an amalgamation of contradictions, yet it made perfect sense for her. So she's, you know, she's incredibly strong and self-assured and knows who she is, yet she's vulnerable and she's tender and she gets lost. I love that she was, masculine and feminine.
So basically all of us women. Nobody in Jennifer Lopez's inner circle likes Ben Affleck except J-Lo's mom. He's kind of snarky. I mean, come on. Kate Blanchett says she got paid squat for Lord of the Rings.
No, I got paid anything to do that movie.
Did you get a piece of the back end?
No.
What?
That was way before any of that. You know, no.
So what was
nothing.
The movie that was your
biggest... I wanted to work with the guy who made Brain Dead. I mean, I basically got free sandwiches, you know.
Free sandwiches. Billie Eilish, Snoop Dogg, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers will close out the Olympics. And sadly, legendary golfer Chichi Rodriguez passed away. He was 88. What was that? Was that Saturday Night Live that would call him Chai Chai Rodriguez? Anyway. Got a dirt alert. Actually, it's a double dirt alert. There was a Sirius XM announcer who accidentally announced that the wrong Billy Bean had died. There was an MLB player named Billy Bean with no E who passed away at 60. He had acute myeloid leukemia, but this XM announcer said that Billy Bean, you know, from Moneyball, Billy Bean from the Oakland Athletics had died. No. Big mistake. Huge. All right. And here's the follow-up dirt alert. Journey's Neil Sean is denying the claims of Jonathan Cain's lawsuit. Well, of course he is. You got caught playing with the American Express card, dude. Why wouldn't you deny it? That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You are so welcome.